Today's shiur is a Masechta Tainis on Daf Tes. We will begin on Daf Ches Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the two dots with the simen, the mnemonic kibbutz. The Chasam Sofer tells us that there's an Indian to verbalize the mnemonics that the Gemara uses, the simonim, because there are great sodos in them, and therefore we will do that. Kibbutz, Geisoy, Stoka, and the Masechta Hashas says the next one is Meiser, and Parnei, Simon. These are the various subjects that the Gemara will now discuss. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Godol Yom HaKshamim, Kiyom Kibbutz Golias. The day of the giving of rain is as great as the day when the exiled people will come back together to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shuva Hashem, return Hashem, Eshvi Senu. Those of us who are captives in exile, we're in Golus, Ka'afikim Banegev. Just like the streams that are caused from flash floods, and the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk is that just like the streams from these floods in the desert make the desert into a garden, so too Klal Yisrael will change from a state of being in Atzvus, in sorrow, to joy when they are redeemed. Kafikim ba'negev, like these streams, Rashi says, kafike necholim, like the streams of water that are caused by these flash floods in the desert, ve'ein afikim elamotar. And the word afikim is associated with rain, shenemar, as the Pasuk says, vayeroo afike yam, and the channels of the sea appeared. So we see the word afike is associated with the water that goes to the yam, and therefore, in the other pasuk in Tehillim, Shuva Hashem Eshivisenu, Kafikim Banegev, that refers to the giving of rain, which causes these streams in the dry desert, and Klal Yisrael is compared to that. Now, the bottom Tosfos here, Divrei Maskil, Godol Yom HaKshamim, Kiyom Kibbutz Golias, Tosfos asks a very simple question, Vim Tomar, Amai Loi Komer Godol Yom HaKshamim, Yoyser Mekibbutz Golias. It would seem that the rain is even greater than the ingathering of the exiles. Why? Because the Pasuk says that Shuva Hashem Eshivisenu Ke'afikim Banegev. And we have had in the Gemara many times, Umi nitla b'mi, when you make one thing dependent on the other, which one is dependent on which? Godol, excuse me, kata nitla b'godol. It is the small one who is dependent on the big one. So if you're telling me that the Shuva Hashem Eshivisenu, the captives in the exile, should be like Kafikim Banegev, like the streams that are caused by the rain. So which one is greater? The rain is greater. And yet our Gemara says that it's only equal one to another. Tosfos gives an answer which the Meforshim say is very not clear, is megumgum, and there are a number of pshatim that try to rectify what Tosfos is saying. We will take the pshat found in the Ein Yaakov of the Rif, that he says that what Tosfos is trying to say is that Einachanami, the Afikim Banegev, is actually greater than Kibbutz Golias. Why? Because the rain can come every day. And many times when there is a period of rain, it goes on not just for one day, it goes on for several days. So cumulatively, the rain is even greater than Kibbutz Golias, because it happens many days at a time. However, if you take one day of the rain and the one day of Kibbutz Golias, that ain't a chanami, is equal one to another. Continues the Gemara. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also said, "Godol Yom Hakshamim Shafila Geisos Poiskus Boy." The day of rain is great that even armies have to rest in the middle of their military campaign. Shenemar Tilameha Riva. You have saturated the furrows of the plants. Naches Gidudeo. So the armies will have to rest. We had before in the Gemara many Averis which cause Atziras Geshamim, and Rabbi Yochanan is adding to that list, and he says that if someone at an appeal in a shul, he raises his hand and he gives a large, he doesn't give it, he pledges a large amount of money, and then he in fact does not give it, so as a result of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends clouds, And we'll go, there are two pshatim in Rashi. Let's do the first one first. The clouds will come, and it appears as if it's going to rain, and then it doesn't rain. Just like you appeared that you were giving tzedakah, but in fact you didn't give it, so too, the clouds are like teasing you, they're going to rain, and in fact the rain does not come. Rashi points out that hu adin if a person doesn't do it barabim, he just makes up in his mind, or he says, I'm going to give it, and he in fact doesn't give it, that's also a cause for the rain not coming. Why does the Gemara here say only barabim? So Rashi says, because normally if a person gives it, pledges it in private, so he means it sincerely, so why wouldn't he give it? But barabim, there's a tendency that you want to show in front of the entire congregation what a benevolent person you are, and you pledge thousands, and when it comes to collecting, we're still waiting for it to be collected. So the Dibra Kosov Bahaiva, the normal tendency is that this problem happens when it is done Barabim. So what is the Pasuk for this? Shenemar. Nesiim, there are clouds. Veruach, there's a wind. Vegeshem, oyin. However, after all this build-up, there's no rain. Ish mishalal b'mata sheker. What is the cause of this? A person who was praised for a false gift. The false gift is because everybody pledges, praises him. Oh, look what Reuven pledged today in Shul. They praise him, but when it comes lemaisa to collect it, it's sheker, he doesn't pay it up. Enam, he says, Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Amud. Oyin, when the Pasuk says there's Geshem Oyin, it's not just going on the rain that there's no rain, but Ashlashtam, the Mikol Eilu Netzarim, that according to the second pshat, in fact, not that there's Nesiim Veruach, like we learned the first pshat, there's clouds, and there's a wind, and yet there's no rain. No. If a person doesn't give what he pledges, there's nothing. All three are absent. There's no clouds, there's no wind, and in fact, there's no rain either. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, and also said Rabbi Yochanan the following. Ma'i d'chsiv, that which is said in the Pasuk as we turn to Daf Tesam at Aleph. Aser to Aser, it says twice the lashon of giving Meiser, a tenth. What does it mean? Why does it say it twice? Aser b'shvil shetis asher. You should give Meiser, Parshim Shad, you should give Meiser ani, the Meiser to a poor person, in order that you become rich. So the Marsha says here, two pshatim. How do you learn it from the Pasuk? Either that we can be mechalef, a sin for a shin, and we turn it around. We say the first one is aser, give a tenth, and the second one is ta'asher, and we make it into a shin, you'll become rich. The Chasam Sofer, by the way, says that the real richness that the Pasuk is speaking about is what it says in Pirkei Avos, that Eze Washer Asameach Bechalkoi, that if you will give Meiser, you'll have a bracha that you'll be Mesameach Bechalkoi, and you'll be the real rich and happy person on this world. But the Pashup Pshat is Aser Bishul Shetis Asher, that in fact you will become rich. The second Pshat that the Marsha says is Aser. If you give Meiser, you know what Hashem will do. He'll make you rich, and you will have the schus and the ability to Aser that you'll have to give Meiser once again. Now there's a very important Tosus here that we'll learn together. It's a long Tosus, but it's a very easy Tosus and a very fundamental Tosus. Says Tosus in the name of the Sifri. Hachi Yisa B'Sifri, Aser to Aser as Kol Tvua Zaracha, Hayotzi Asar Shana Shana, that you should give Meiser from all, what is the word Kol? Ein Li Ala Tvua Zaracha, Shechai B'Meiser. I only know from this Pasuk that you have to give Meiser on your produce that grows in the field. But how do I know if you make money from Ribbis, where Ribbis is permitted? Or parkamachia business, v'chol shar revachim, all other income that a person has. Minayim, how do we know the concept which is called meiser k'safim, that you have to give a tenth of your income to tzedakah? Talmud loimer es kol, that's the ribbi kol. Da'avi matzlomeimer es tvuascha, my kol, rabbois, ribbis, parkamachia, v'chol dover shemar v'yech boy, all your income, however you make money, you have to give meiser. V'hachi nami ikka ba'agodeh, and so we find Agoda, the Masoras HaShas brings down, it's a Yalkut, it's a Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Rei. What does the Pasuk say? Hayoytze Asad Shana Shana. What does that mean? Klomer. Im lo ta'aser Shotcha Kahogan. If you will not give Meiser properly, lo yiyeh lecha elo hayotzei min hasadeh. You will only get what comes out of the field. Klomer, lo yaaseh eschotcha kefi maaser shehayu kodem lechein. You will wind up, if you don't give maaser to whom Hashem says to give maaser to, you will wind up that your field will only produce the maaser. That's all you'll be left with. The hainu hayotzei min hasadeh, klomer, maaser yisaraga lehayotzei lemaaser min hasadeh. That which you were in the past used to taking out of the field for Meiser, that's all you're going to wind up with. Meiser, there was a story about a mechad with one person. Shahaya Asher, he was rich. Royalai Sada, Shahasa Elef Kur, and he had a field that made a thousand kur of grain. Vaya Oisei Asher, Neitel Kuf, Kurin, Lemeiser. He would give a tenth, a hundred kurin for Meiser. Umafresh Kol Shan Rishani, he did it each and every year of his life. Vechein Asa Kol Yomav. Kisha called when he got sick, Lomas, and he was on his deathbed. Korah Lebnoi called his son, Vamaloi. Beni, my son, da, no. Shesod is Ushani Marish Lecha, Isa Bechal Shon of Shon, Elf Kurim. What I am giving you as an inheritance, this field, makes 1,000 kurin a year. He Zor, be careful, Shatafresh Kuf Kurin, Kasher Asisi. You should do the same as I did, give Meister 100 kurin. Umes, and he died. Isa, Hoyish, that person. Vamar Aben, the son, took over b'mkaymai va'asa asad elf kurin kasher hayoyis b'chayav. Just like when in the father's lifetime it made 1,000, it made the same by the son. V'hifresh ben a kuf kurin. The first year he gave 100 kurin. V'shana shniya nistakel v'ra ben shemaisor yadavr gadol. He said, "What am I crazy? I'm giving a tenth of my income. I'm not doing that anymore. Va'amar shalo yafresh. I'm not going to separate anymore. L'shana acheres. The next year nismayed asad. The field produced less. V'loy asa kiyam meir kurin. It only made 100 kurin. Nitzar olav. So he was very upset. Vishama Kroiv, his relatives heard this. Shekachmiyat, that all he had left of the field was 100 kurin instead of 1,000. Veloy hifrish meiser, he had not given meiser. Bo kulam etzloy melavashim levonim, they were dressed up in white Shabbos clothing. Usmechem, they're rejoicing. Amar lehem, he said to them, kimeduma li, it appears to me, I think she'atem smechem mikolkolase. You appear to be mocking me. You're happy in what happened, the bad thing that happened to me. Amru loy. They said to him, nitzar alecha. We should feel bad for you. Ki garamta lecha kol ha'ra'azos. You caused it to yourself. Umimneima loy afrashta meiser karoy heitev. Why didn't you give proper meiser like your father did? Boy urei ki mitchila kishibo asar liyotcha ha'yisa balabayis v'akadosh baruch hu koyin. In the beginning, you owned the field, and Hashem was the koyin to give Meiser taniyim. But now that you didn't give Hashem his tenth, you know what happened? Hashem is the balabais, v'at the koyin. And you are the koyin. You were only getting a tenth of what the field originally produced. Hashem left you. You became the koyin to get the tenth, and not Hashem. If anybody can explain to me why it uses the word koyin here and what Tosis means, that Hashem was the koyin to be mafrish, or the person was the koyin to be mafrish, matonis laniyim, what does meiser oni have to do with a koyin? And aser to aser is meiser, l'char meiser goes to a levi. I don't know, and I asked a number of Talmid Chacham, have not received a proper teretz to this question. But anyway, they were very happy for you. You be, from a balabas, you became a koyin. So it's we're rejoicing together with you. In other words, it's your fault that this all happened. V'hayin d'chsev, v'ish as kedosh of lo yiyu. What does the pasuk mean? Klaimer. K'she'ein ha'mafresh kohagin lo yiyu lo elo ha'kedeshim. Klaimer ha'maiser. You will only, if you keep everything for yourself, in the end, you'll only wind up with the hegdish, with the truman, the maiser that the field should have produced, which you should have given to Hashem. That's all you're going to wind up, and that's all the field will produce. V'alzeh amru chachomim ha'ma'akev masroi sov. You'll only wind up getting, if you don't give Hashem what's due to him, you'll get from your field only that which you should have given to Hashem. And at the end of Tosfos, Nosson ha ufniel pirish hayoytzim and asoda. What does it mean in the pasuk hayoytzim and asoda climber? Ve'im laav she'en atomafresh ha'ashir yielo oisay hayoytzim l'asoda. You know who's going to get your field? The one who always goes out to the field. Who's that referring to? The hainu ace of a rosh climber. You don't give Hashem what's due to him. the Yaitzim and Asada will get it, which means the Goyim will get it. So this Tosfos from the Sifri goes l'chaira like the Tashbatz Shita. The Tashbatz and the Tosfos and others hold that Maiser Ksafim is a Din D'Oraisa. And we learn it from a real limud. Called Tvuas HaRachel, to be Marba, any Revachim that you make from any source, you have to give Maiser to Maiser Ksafim, to the Aniyim. However, there are others who say, for example, the Yaivet says that this pasuk is only on a smach to bialma, and Maiser Ksafim is only a din to Rabbanan. And then there's even a further shita, which is the Bach. The Bach here argues on the Taz. The Taz holds like Tosfos that it's din d'oraisa. The Bach says not only is it not a din d'oraisa or even a din d'rabbanan, but Maiser Ksafim is only a minig ba'alma. So we have a big machloikis, Rishonim and Achronim, exactly what the status of Maiser Ksafim is. Continues the Gemara. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan, we're on the second line of the Amid. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan Yenukat Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan met the young child of his brother-in-law, Rosh Lakish. And as Rashi points out, this story took place, as we're going to see later in the Gemara, after Rosh Lakish was Nifter. It's a famous story in Bava Metzia, where Rabbi Yochanan saw Rosh Lakish was the head of the Ganavim. He saw him swimming in the water. He said to him, Chelech Leoraisa. Rabbi Yochanan saw the great potential of Rosh Lakish, and he said, if you start learning, I'll give you my sister as a wife. I heard once from Rabbi Zalek Pliskin Shlita, he pointed out, imagine if someone would come home and tell his sister, I have a gewaltig shidduch for you, he's the head of the mafia, he'll make a great husband, who would trust him? But apparently, Rabbi Yochanan's sister knew, if Rabbi Yochanan saw what was usit to come from Rosh Lakish, she's going to be the gadol ador, so she went along with his recommendation, and he in fact became the great chavrus of Rabbi Yochanan, and they learned by chavrus shav for many years, until one day, there was a machlokas about the tahara or tumah status of a knife, and Rabbi Yochanan made a remark to Rosh Lakish, you should know because that used to be the tools of your trade. To which Rabbi Rosh Lakish answered back sharply, if so, my komahanali rabbanan. What have I gained from becoming a Talmud Chacham? The Mefarshim explained. He meant that before, when I was a Ganav, and he was, the Mefarshim say he was like a Robin Hood, taking from the rich, giving to the poor. When I did that, and I didn't have covet at all, I was able to do mitzvahs more lishma. That's what he meant. But he was saying a sharp remark to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, and he became sick, and he was on his deathbed, and his sister pleaded with her brother, Rabbi Yochanan, please save him. And we have in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yotes, where Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, had the ability to be Mechaya Mesim. The Gemara says there he killed Rav Kahana by accident, and he was able to bring him back to life. So she pleaded with him, before he dies, save him. And Rabbi Yochanan felt that the MS punishment for Kapora, for Rosh Lakish, would only be if he dies. He died. And they sent the chavrusa to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan screamed out, Heichanat bar Lakisha, Heichanat bar Lakisha, Rab Lozer, everything I say, my new chavrusa, he says, Tanya de Messiah, where are you, Rosh Lakish? Whenever I said something, you would ask me 24 questions, I would give 24 terutzim, and there was Rav Geshmeitz, and now the Rav Geshmeitz, the enlargement of Torah is no more, and Rabbi Yochanan went out of his mind, and the Rabbanan davened that Rabbi Yochanan should die. Rav Chaim Shmulevitch asked, why did they daven that he should die? Why didn't they davening should have a refuah shleima, because they knew, says Reb Chaim, that if he had a refuah shleima, he would get crazy again. How could he live without the Rav Geshmeitza of Rosh Lakish? He had an Eitzah, he could have brought him back to life, but he couldn't use that Eitzah, because the MS demanded that Rosh Lakish should receive such a kapora, even though it's at a personal expense of himself, even though his sister would remain an Amana, his nephews would remain Yusaimim. But the truth that Rabbi Yochanan lived by demanded that the Rosh Lakish should be nifter. And Rabbi Chaim Shulevitch points out that in Brachas, Hayamid Beis, we find that Rabbi Yochanan would go around and be Menachem Oval Acherim. He said, Dein beard us, Dein garment asira beard. This is the small tooth or the small bone of my 10th child. He lost 10 children and he was Menachem Acherim. So Rabbi Chaim says, the same Rabbi Yochanan who couldn't be soivel, the loss of Rav Geshmeitza, Here his heart is so great that he can be soiled the loss of 10 children, and he can be menachem acherim. He could say, if you lost a relative, it can't be worse situation than me who lost 10 children. And yet I'm going along, I'm surviving with my emunah in Hashem, so to you. So the same Rabbi Yochanan whose heart was so great to be soiled the loss of 10 children, but Rav Chishmaitzi couldn't. What the idea of this is that Rishonim Kemalachim Anik Bnei Adam, we have no asaga in the godless of the generations that preceded us because our lives are different. We would not be able to be soiled with the loss of 10 children, but Ravka Shmaitza somehow or other we could cope with. This is that the story of the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Now, following that, Ashkech comes our Gemara. Ashkech Rabbi Yochanan Yenukid Rish Lakish. He found the young child of Rish Lakish. Amalei, so he said to his nephew, Emeli Psukecha, what is your pasuk? What are you learning in Cheder? Amalei, Aser Taser, I'm learning the pasuk of Aser Taser. Amalei, the Yenukah said to Rabbi Yochanan, Umay Aser Taser. Why does the Torah in fact say double Lashon? Amalei, Aser Bishril Shadis Asher, just like we had before, Rabbi Yochanan said this member. Amalei, Minolach, how do you know that this works? How do you know that if I give Meiser, I'll become rich? Amalei, Zil Nasi, go test it, you'll see, it works. So the Mephoshim explained that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't trying to, and the Yanuka, they weren't trying to, there was no skepticism whether it works or not. Where Rabbi Yochanan was trying to implant a Yesod in his nephew was that stuck is different than other mitzvahs. We had before that if a person learns Torah Shaloi Lishma Lakanter, we learned in Tosfos before, Dav Zayin. So then the Gemara tells us in Brachos Dav Yud Zayin that it's better that his Shulya should have not come alive, that he should have been a stillborn child if a person learns Lakanter. However, when it comes to Loy Lishma Tztaka, that's an exception. And the Mephoshim explained, because it's Takonas Aniyim. We're trying to help the Aniyim. So if somebody wants to test Hashem, as we're soon going to see from Apostolic, Hashem invites the test, because who's going to gain ultimately from it? The Aniyim will get more Tztaka, so Hashem is ready only in this Inyan of Tztaka to be tested. Amalei, Umishra on the Sula Kodesh Baruch Hu, can one test Hashem? Voksiv, the Pasuk says, it's a law of Loisnas is Hashem, you're not allowed to test Hashem. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered, Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yishiyah, this is what Rabbi Yishiyah said, Chutz Mizu, the only exception is to test Hashem for Tztaka, Shenemar. It's a Pasuk in Malachi. Have us call it Meiser Beis Oitzer. Bring all the Meiser into this storage house. Vihi Terf Bevesi, it should be food for my house, the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, do the mitzvah of Meiser, and let there be for the Kahanim and Levim, let there be, they have food in my house. Ubechanuni no bazoisam Hashem Tzvokas. Hashem says, test me in this. Imloy eftech lachem es arubas ha-shamayim, if I will not open up the windows of heaven, varikoyis lachem bracha ad beli die, and I will shower down upon you blessing till no end. My ad beli die, what does that statement mean? We take the word "beli dai" to mean yivlu, until your lips will be worn out. Yivlu is from the word bloy. Bloy are garments that get worn out from much usage. Your lips will get worn out from saying to Hashem, "Die, die, die! It's enough. We can't cope with how much you have showered upon us." That's if a person gives tzedakah, you're allowed to give it lishma. The Chasam Sofer says, of course, it's better to give it lishma, and if you give it lishma, it's more Yerushimayim that a person develops from it. But the Torah is allowing you to give tzedakah lishma and to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he won't live up to the promise of showering you ad beli dai. Amalei said the Yanuka to his uncle Rabbi Yochanan, "Ihavis Mati Hasam Lahai Psuki." If I would have gotten up to that pasuk in Malachi, if I would have learned that with my Rebbe, Lahavis Sri Chalach Loishia Rabbach, I wouldn't have needed you, and I wouldn't have needed Rabbi Yishia your Rebbe, because I would have figured out myself the answer to my kasha since I didn't learn it in the Cheder. So we can see already we're dealing with a sharp kid here, a sharp child, as we'll soon see even more. Vesu, another story, Ashkei Rabbi Yochanan Yenukei Rish Lakish, he met up with his nephew, the Yosef that he was sitting, the Omar, and he was saying this pasuk from Mishlei, Iveles Adam, the foolishness of a person, tesalif darkoi, will pervert his way. As Rashi explains, he'll get an einish for the averis that he does. But who does he blame? He doesn't say, oh, why, I gotta do tshuv, it's my fault. Well, Hashem yizaf liba. He'll get angry at Hashem. Hashem, why did you do this to me? Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan heard that pasuk from his nephew, he, vikamatama, he sat and he wondered, Omar, he said, meyika midi dechsivi b'ksuvid or mizuba raisa. Is there such a thing that is written in Mishlei, in ksuvim, that is not hinted to in the Torah? In Chumash, as Rashi says, Chumash is the yisod of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Anything that we find in Nevi'im and Ksuvim has to have a remez, at least, in Chumash. But I don't know where the remez to this is. Amalei, so the Yanuka said back to his uncle, Otu ha mila remizi, isn't this hinted to also of Ksiv? It says in Bereshis by the Shvatim, when they were by the Sheni Lamelech, who was really their brother Yosef, and they find the money in their sack, their heart went out, and they became petrified, the brothers. Lame are saying, Ma zois asha alekim lanu. What did Hashem do? So again, instead of checking their own actions, what did we do? They have someone to blame it on. What's Hashem doing this? What do we do? Why is Hashem doing this to us? So l'chayre, that's a remez to the yisod that was said before. Dal einay. He lifted up his eyelids. So Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Bava Kama that Rabbi Yochanan's eyelids were very thick, and his eyebrows were very thick, and they came down over his eyes. And normally Rabbi Yochanan didn't see the people that were in front of him. If he wanted to see someone, they had to lift it up, Rashi brings down, with kind of silver tweezers, silver forks. They had someone used to lift up the eyebrows of Rabbi Yochanan when he wanted to see someone. So he wanted to see, Rashi says, this child. Why? Says Rashi, Neshay Chorif. He wanted to see who's this sharp boy that's in front of me. Let me see my nephew, V'chazubei. And he saw his nephew. As soon as he saw his nephew, Asa Ime, the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, the mother of the Yanuka, came, Afikte. She took him away. Amra Alei, she said to her son, Tommy Kame, come away from Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Diloy Levid Lachit Avid Lavuch. He shouldn't do to you what he did to your father. This is a raya. Rashi says that this whole story is taking place after Rish Lakish was nifter. Because as we mentioned the Gemara above Metzia, when Rabbi Rish Lakish said the sharp remark back to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, and from just the look of the Gadol in those days, they had a power that they could kill someone. And he became sick on his deathbed as a result of a look. So the mother was afraid, here goes Rabbi Yochanan Chashrom again, he'll do something to my nephew, and to my son, and therefore she told her son to go away. So from this whole sugya we learn out that you're allowed, that number one, Hashem makes a promise, aser, bishril shetis asher, and number two, you're even allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which normally in any other halacha in the Torah, you're not allowed to test Hashem, in this you're allowed to. On this there is a three-way machloikis, does this refer also to Maiser Ksafim? There are those who hold that it refers to Maiser Ksafim, as Tosfos, if you hold like Tosfos, that Maiser Ksafim, as we mentioned before, is a din d'oraisa. We learned it out from a limud of kol, tvuas aracha. So that whatever halachas the Gemara said here about Maiser and Maiser Oni would apply as well to Maiser Ksafim. However, there are others who say that it refers to Maiser Oni, but it does not refer to Maiser Ksafim. And there are still others who say it refers to Maiser Ksafim, but it does not refer to Tzedakah. If you give it as Maiser, good. But if you only give it as Tzedakah, not. And there's others who say that it refers to everything. Maiser Oni, Maiser Ksafim, and Tzedakah. So we have a three-way machlokas in this. Now, there's a very interesting question that the Smug asks. The Smug asks that we have the famous Gemara which we learned already in Pesachim. The Gemara says, "Hanoisin sell a tzedakah b'shul sheyichia b'ni." So L'chayra says the smag, isn't this the test of Hashem? A person has a sixth child. He says to Hashem, I'll give a contribution to tzedakah on the condition that you're supposed to do good to me if I give tzedakah. Okay, let me make a test. I want to test you, Hashem. Will you make my son cured because of this large donation that I'm giving to this organization? So, and the Gemara says, I raise that tzaddik gomer. L'chayra, Frank, the smag, L'chayra, you're testing Hashem and you're not allowed to. And the smag answers that no, that since when a Jew gives stock, he's not mischarit, even if it doesn't work out, that's not considered a test. I'd like my son to get cured. If he doesn't get cured, I'm still not having charata, as opposed, as the Gemara says there in Pesachim, a goy would have charata. A yid doesn't have charata. That's not considered a test. Freck the marshal on the hagoyis, on the smug. Why didn't the smug answer Pashit? That by tztaka is an exception to the rule. At tztaka, you're allowed to test the Kaddish Baruch Hu. What's your problem? Of course I raise that tzaddik gomer. He didn't do anything wrong. Says the marshal, from this smug, it would seem that the smug is machalik between tztaka and meiser. Our Gemara is speaking about Meiser Ani, so only on Meiser Ani is there a Aser B'Shul Shetadis Asher, and there's a B'chanuni Nabazoyt, you're allowed to test. But that doesn't apply to Tztaka. However, the Marshal answers differently to the question of the Marshal. The Marshal says that you're only allowed to test Hashem for Ashiras. But here, what was the test? The test was for refuah. Refuah, it won't work. It's only b'chanuni b'azois of what? Aser, b'shril shadis asher, but not aser b'shril refuah. That, so it would seem from the marshal that the marshal doesn't hold like the marshal. The marshal holds that psi tztaka and psi meiser ani and meiser ksafim and everything, you're allowed to give tztaka for the purpose of b'chanuni nabazoyt, you're allowed to test the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So you will have the merit of aser b'shvil shetis asher, except not b'shvil refuah. But b'shvil shetis asher would apply to everything, would apply to tztaka as well. So this machlokas of whether it applies to tztaka or not comes out to be the machlokas here between the marshal and the marshal. The Mishnah's Chachamim is also of the opinion that the bracha of aser b'shvil shetis asher is only for ashiras and not if a person tries to use it for some other purpose like refuah. Continues the Gemara, vi omar Rabbi Yochanan and mater b'shul yachad parnasa b'shul rabin. Hashem will bring mater down even for one person. As Rashi explains, if a person planted his crops late, so and he's the only one who needs the rain, Hashem will give it to him. Or if he is the only Jew living in a city of Goyim, Hashem will give it just for the Jew. But parnasa b'shul rabin, parnasa can only happen for a large amount of people. Explains Rashi that even when Hashem is going to give his reign to one person, isn't that l'chayr parnasa also? So Rashi says that the reign will only go to a yachid to give him the same level as everybody else. But Rashi says it's not going to l'asis sadeya kesad de soiva loy. The whole purpose of rain will be he's not worse than anybody else. But that he should have an abundance, that he should have his full parnasa, that can only come when a rabbin needs the blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Meforshim asked, L'chayra, the Gemara says in Brachas, Kol Olam Nizin, Bishul Chanina Bani, V'Chanina Bani, Daila B'chav Cheruvim, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. You see the whole world got from Chanina Benoisa, parnasa. And for the Marshah, with the Marshah, we can answer this kasha. The Marshah says the Gemara here means parnasa of a nes, like the month. Regular parnasa could come even to a yachid also. The Gemara is referring to parnasa al pi nes, and that's why the next Gemara is going to ask from the mon that l'chayr the mon came down b'schus Moshe. Moshe was a yachid, and we're speaking about parnasa of a nes. The Gemara is going to ask, you see, even parnasa of a nes could come b'shvil yachid. Continues the Gemara. How do we know this, that there's a chilek between matar and parnasa? Matar b'shvil yachid d'chsev yiftach Hashem l'cha es oitzer atoiv. Hashem will open up his treasure house, the good treasure house. Lo says matar artzicha, says Rashi, b'singular, your land, your field. For even a yachid matar comes. Parnasa b'shvil rabim d'chsev hinini mamter lechem lechem. I'm going to give lechem, I'm going to give plural you a rabbim, I'm going to give parnasa bread. There were three good benefactors of the Jewish people, Elu, and these are they. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Ugimim, Atonis, Tavis, Nitnu, Al Yadam. Three very nice gifts were given in the schus of each one. Ve'elahen, what are the three nice gifts? Be'er, this is the Be'er, which we know became the schus Miriam. And Rashi says that this was a rock, and from the rock came out water. And wherever Klal Yisrael went in the Midbar, it would go with them. And when Miriam died, it stopped giving rain and water, and this is the rock, Rashi says, which Moshe hit when it refused to give more rain, because it was only coming b'schus Miriam. The Anan, the second gift, was the Anani HaKavod, which are, as Rashi explains, these are the Ananim which covered Klal Yisrael in front and back and from four sides. However, there was one Anan that went in front of Klal Yisrael that leveled everything and removed all the stumbling blocks and killed out the snakes. That Anan is not, the seventh one is not called the one of the Anani HaKavod. It refers to the other six. Mon, and the giving of the mon. Be'er b'schus Miriam. Amad onam b'schus Aaron. Mon b'schus Moshe. Mesa Miriam. Miriam died in the stalak ha'ber. The bear went away. Shnemar. Vatomasha Miriam uksiv basrei. It says after Miriam's death, v'lohoya maim la'eda. There was no more water. The rock refused to give water anymore. V'chazra came back b'schus shnein. In the schus of Aaron and Moshe. Rashi says, how do I know? Shechen ksiv v'dibartem el asel of anasmeim of you shnechem. You too, Moshe and Aaron, should speak to the rock and it will give from its water. Mace Aaron. Aaron died and stalka nanei kovid. The nanei kovid went away. Shenei marva. How do we know? We had this more in Rosh Hashanah. Vayishma knani melech harod. Ma shmu shama. What did he hear? Shama shemace Aaron. That Aaron died. The stalka nanei kovid. The nanei kovid went away. Ukasover, he thought, nitna loy rishus l'lachem Yisrael. He has permission to fight the Jewish people. Behind the siv, that's what the pasuk says. Vayiru koledik yigava Aaron. And here the word ki means that. The whole nation saw that Aaron had died. Amar Abavua, Al Tikri, Vayiru, don't say they saw. Elavayiru, they appeared. The cloud cover of the Nanei HaKavod disappeared, so the B'nai Yisrael now appeared. So the Kanani, Melech Arad, thought, they don't have the protection of the Ananim, I'm going to attack them. Ki Doris Rish Lakish, Dom Rish Lakish, Ki, Mishamish Babar Lashanis. Ki means four different things. E, if, Dilma, maybe, Ella, that, the ha, because. So here we're going to use it, because Aaron died. The Jews appeared without the cloud cover, because Aaron died. Chazru shnei b'schus Moshe, they both came back, sigh the Be'er, and sigh the Ananim, came back b'schus Moshe. Meis Moshe and Estalka Kulon, when Moshe died, they all went away. Shenem arva achid eshloshe rambi achechot, I removed the three shepherds of Klal Yisrael in one month. And Rashi says, we don't find any other time when you had three different Manhigim Yisrael, so it must be referring to Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam. And the Gemara asks, did Aaron and Moshe and Miriam die in the same month? Miriam died in Nisan, Aaron died in Av, Moshe Vador, Moshe died on the 7th of Adar. The three good Matanis were in his battle, which were given as a schus of these three. The Mephore, they all went away in 1 month. That's what it means that they died in 1 month. So the Mephoshim ask if Moshe could by himself bring about the Onan and the Be'er and the Mon. So what do we need Miriam and Aaron to begin with? All three came. And the Shaloah answers that Moshe was only able to revive it. Once it had already come down to the world and it went away, Moshe could bring it back. But he elaborates how each one in their specific schus was able to originally bring it down to the world. Yesh me'ayin, that was only Aaron in his schus, Miriam in her schus, and Moshe finally in his schus. But what? Now this whole Gemara is for one purpose, to ask Akasha. We said before Parnasa, which the Marsha explained means Parnasa of Nes, can only come b'schus a rabbim, or the needs of a rabbim, and here you see it comes for one purpose. Alma, Ashkan Parnasa, Bishvil Yochid Moshe, it came down the month, and for the Gemara, Shani Moshe, Moshe is different. Kivin the rabbim, who boy, since he was davening for the schus of the rabbim, Karabim Dama, Moshe himself is considered a rabbim. But Einichanami, when the person is not davening for the rabbim, then it will only come down if the rabbim needs it. The Gemara relates a story, Nageh, this last Gemara, Rav Huna Bar Menoyach, V'Rab Shmuel Bar Yidi, V'Rab Chia Mivas Tonyo, which was a place. Havishchichi kamei to Rava. They used to learn Torah in front of Rava. Kinach nafshe to Rava, and Rava died. Also, kamei to Rapapa. They went to the shiurim of Rapapa. And his shiurim, they felt, were not on the madrega of Rava. Kolei mistava amr lu shmaitz. Whenever he said a halacha, v'loi have a mistava lu, it didn't seem clear and logical to them. Have a miramzi adari, they would make some signal. And that is a wink with an eye. We don't exactly know what the signal was. But in other words, there he goes again with one of his svaras, which doesn't make sense. Cholish daite. So after a while, Rapapa picked up on this, and he got distressed as we turned to the test on the base. Akruya b'chalme, he had a dream, and they read to Rapapa in a dream the following pasuk, which we had in Amud Aleph. Va'achir eshloish harem, I'm going to remove the three shepherds. In other words, Rashi explains that min hashamayim, they wanted to punish these three talmidei chachamim for the aggravation that they had caused to Rapapa. Now, Rapapa didn't want Chas v'Shalom that they should die. Lamacher, the next day, Kiyavim Miftari Minei, when they said goodbye, when they said, have a good day, and they were going away from the shir, Amar Lui said, Leiz l'Rabbanim b'Shalma, go in peace, and the Masoras Shashat brings from the Gemara in Brachas Amoy Katan, that you say b'Shalma to a mace, and to a chai you say l'Shalma, and here the correct girsa should actually be l'Shalma, and he was saying to them, I'm trying to save your lives. I'm gonna be mishaleich you away from the yeshiva. I'll be mekayim, hopefully, the pasuk va'achir eshloish aroim in that manner, and instead of chasham, meaning that you will actually die. And apparently, they left the yeshiva, and they were still alive. Rav Simi bar Ashi avishchiyah kamei to Rav Papa. He used to also be in front of Rav Papa, having makshalei tuva. He used to ask a lot of kashas on the shir. Yom echad, one day, chazi to nafal apa. He saw that Rav Papa was doing nefilas apayim, which we call tachlin. The reason it's called nefilas apayim, they used to actually go down on the floor and put their head on the floor. And the minig, as we find in many gemaras, was that they would add their own tefillas to the tachlin. So Shammai, he heard the Omar that Rav Papa said during the nefilas apayim, Rachmana, let's Kisufa, the simi. The simi is embarrassing me. He asks me tons of kashas. I can't always answer his kashas, and I get embarrassed. So what he meant was, Hashem, help me to always have the correct answer to his kasha. I shouldn't get embarrassed. But meanwhile, what did Rav Simi hear? That apparently Rav Papa is getting embarrassed from my tough kashas. Kibla leshtikusa. He accepted upon himself to be quiet. Vesula, actually, he's not going to embarrass Rav Papa anymore. He's not going to ask any more kashas. Now we return to what we learned before about Geshamim. Va'afra shlokish sover. Matar b'shul yachad. That matar can come down even if one person needs it. The armor b'shlokish. Minayin l'matar b'shul yachad. How do I know that rain can come down even for one person? That's it. Shalu me Hashem water, ask from Hashem rain. Be'es Malkush, at the time of the late rains, Hashem oise chazisim, Hashem is going to make clouds. Umetar geshem yitilam, he'll give you rain, le'ish, to a person. Ase vasada, a grass in the field. So I darshan the pasuk in the following way. Yochel l'chol, I would think Hashem only gives rain if everybody needs the rain. Talmud loimar le'ish, no, Hashem will give even to one person if he needs it. V'tanya, and we learned, Ila ish, yachal l'chol sadaisa, when will he give one person? Only if that person's, all his fields require rain. But what happens if all his fields do not require rain? And he only has one field that does, talmud loimar sada, that he'll give one person, even if that person only has one field. Ila sada, yachal l'chol sada, maybe it's only if the whole field needs rain, talmud loimar esav, that even if one grass of one field, of one person needs rain, Hashem will send that rain down. So we see what Shlokish holds, like we learned before, that Mutter is Bishvil Yachid. Ki Hod Rav Daniel Bakatina, we find this in the story of Rav Daniel Bakatina. Havalei Ha'igin, so he had a garden. Kol Yom every day, Avi also, he would go, Visarla, he would examine it. Omar, and he would say, Ha Mishra, this row, boy of mine, needs water. Ha Mishra, and this row, loy boy of mine, does not need water. Va'asa Mitra, and the rain would come, Ukomashki, Kol Heich, let me boil my, wherever the water was needed. That's precisely where precision raindrop fell. My Hashem oise chazisim, as Rashi explains, the Gemara is going to ask two questions here about chazisim. The first question is, why is chazisim b'loshen rabbim? Amar Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, Melamich, Kol Tzadik, V'Tzadik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oise lechazis. That there's rabbim means for every tzadik that Hashem has to make a certain cloud for rain, he's going to make it for each and every tzadik. That's the loshen rabbim. Bifnei Atzmoy, by himself, he's going to make him his own personal chazis. My chazisim, now is the second question, which Rashi explains to mean What is the unique name of Chazisim? There are many types of clouds, and you're calling this cloud a special name, Chaziz. What does that specific cloud of Chaziz refer to? Amar Rav Yehuda, Porchos. These are flying clouds. As Rashi explains, let's see first the next Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, Simen Lamater Porchos. The simen that rain is coming are these flying clouds. My porchos, what does it mean it's flying? Amar Rav Papa, Eva Klisha, a thin cloud, Tusi, under Eva Smichta, a thick cloud. And Rashi explains that since it is very thin, and it is right next to the earth, as opposed to the thick clouds that are thicker and they're upper, they're on top of the thin clouds, it appears to a person on earth as if those thin clouds are flying quicker, they're moving quicker than the thick upper clouds. And when you see that, you know rain is coming. Amar Rav Yehuda, Nehila Mikami Mitra, if you have a fine rain, not a thick rain, but very fine, like a mist in before, so Nehila Mikami Mitra, Asi Mitra. If you have this fine mist before rains comes, you should know that Asi Mitra, that the rain is going to be sustained and you're going to have a heavy rain for a quite amount of time. Basar Mitra, but if you have a rain and then you have this fine mist, what is that a sign of? The Pasuk Mitra, that the rain is stopping and in a short while the rain will stop. And I have a simon for both. Mikami mitra asu mitra. Before rain, it's a sign rain's gonna come. Heavy rain. Simanach ma halois ma hosa. The simon is a sif. That just like by a sif, when you put through the flour, what stays on top? The coarse, heavy, thick flour. And what comes out at the bottom? The thin flour. So the thin Porchos cloud, which is under the thick one, is a sign that what's coming, the thick one, is going to start shooting out rain. The Basar Mitra. Pasuk Mitra, but if you have this mist after rain, it's a sign that the rain's going to stop. This Simanach, the sign is Char Yadeizi, the dung of goats. As Rashi explains, the dung of goats, in the beginning it goes out thick, then it comes out thin, and it stops. The Ben Yoyada explains, why does the Gemara have to give us such a coarse example of the rain? To teach us that if rain stops, it's because of our coarse actions, because as we've had in the Gemara many times, the Averis that we do. Ula ikla lebavel. Ula once went to Bavel. Chazir parchos, he saw the flying clouds. Amar lahu, he said to the people of Bavel, panu, money, take away, clear out my things, which are outside. The hashta simitra, rain is coming, I see the flying clouds. L'soif loya simitra, rain did not come. Amar, he said, kehechi l'mishakri bavloi. Just like the bavloim are mishakrim, as the Marsha explains, based on the Gemara we had at the beginning of the shir, that they're poisek stock of barabim, but they don't deliver. So hachi mishakrim etrai, their rain is also fake. In other words, the clouds come, it appears as if, oh, any second the rain's going to fall, and the rain doesn't come. Just like they don't give tzedaka when they promise the rain doesn't come, even though it looks promising that it will come midah keneged midah. So we see in this Gemara that Ula was very critical of the Bnei Bavel. Ula ikla l'bavel, another time Ula came to Bavel, chazi malitzin at the time, we had this Gemara in Psachim, he saw a full basket of dates, and it was sold, bezusa, of one zuz, you could buy the whole barrel of dates, very cheap. Omar, he said, you could have a whole basket full of honey, because the main honey in the time of Chazal was not from bees, but it was from dates. So that's why he refers to it as honey. For one zuz, and the Bavloim are not learning Torah. As Rashi explains, it's not the pshat that the Bavloim did not learn Torah at all. For Keret, we have b'machashakim eshivani epasik and eicha, which refers zet Talmud Bavli. In the Choshech of Bavel, that's where Torah settled me down. And for Keret, we have our whole Talmud Bavli from Bavel. What did he mean? What askibir raisi meant? They could have learned more. He was critical of them. Again, he was critical. Demanding, he said, you have such a cheap lifestyle. You can live off these cheap dates, and you spend your time making money. You should be sitting in the base of Medrash learning all day. But Lila that night, Saru, he had shulshul, as Rashi brings to the Gemara in Gittin, that Tamorim caused diarrhea. And now, if he's punished with diarrhea, he's soul searching to himself. He's critical of himself as well. Omar, He said, now he praised the Bavloim. Moreit sina deskina. They have a basket full of knives because this dates are like knives to me. They're causing me diarrhea. Bezuza, for one zuz. Ubavloy askbe raisa. In other words, they can get this food cheap and they probably eat a lot of this and it causes them pain. And yet they learn. So now he says, unbelievable. Whatever they learn is unbelievable. Because what do they exist off these dates, which are caused diarrhea, and they still learn. So the Mephoshim explained, why are these two stories brought one after the other? To show you, you would think maybe that Ula is a cynical person. He comes to Bavel, there's clouds, there's no rain. Ah, the Bavloim are liars, that's why their clouds are liars. He brings you the second story to show it wasn't because he was a cynical person. He was a sincere person. So at first he thought, sincerely, that the Bavloim could learn more. Then when he was punished, he self-analyzed himself as a sincere person, and he says that maybe I was too critical of them, and now for Keret, sincerely, he was mishabeach them, and that's why the second story is brought. Tanya. We have here a fundamental machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. How is rain formed? Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Kol Adam Kula Mimei Akiyonis Hu Shaisa. The whole world drinks from the waters of the ocean. All the oceans together are considered one. They touch each other. They're called Okiyonis, the ocean. Shenemar. In other words, this is the water cycle as we know it. That the it evaporates into the air, and then it becomes clouds, and then it rains down water. As we have the water cycle. How do you know this? Shenemar. The aid the element, or it's a vapor will come up from the earth. The hishka is called Adam, and then it will water all the ground. You saying it's coming from the oceans, but the ocean water is salty. And Rashi says, and you're putting rain down on tfua. How could tfua grow from salty water? He doesn't say tzorachin gadol, but Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, what does Rashi need to tell me? And tfua can't grow from salty water. Why doesn't Rashi just say, we know that water is not salty? Forget about the reason that it can't, says the Rabbi Kiva Eger. We know that water, that rainwater is not salty. Anyway, so the he's asking him a kasha, Rabbi Yeshua, how can you say the water cycle? Mismaskin, it says on the side, Bavim. In the cycle of the water coming up and becoming clouds, the salt separates from the water, and then when it rains it down, the water is not salty. Rabbi Yeshua apparently is not satisfied with this answer, and Rabbi Yeshua argues, Rabbi Yeshua Amar, no. All the water comes from the heavenly water. We know there's Mayim El Yoinim and Mayim Tachtoinim. Hashem separated the upper waters from the lower. Not like you, Rabbi Lozer, says that it's a water cycle from the bottom, but rather all the clouds get their water from the Mayim El Yoinim. And the Mephoshim here are troubled, of course, because we know there's a water cycle. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? And that's why there are those who learn that the Machloikas here between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is not the water cycle, but rain cycle, but rather it's speaking about spiritual matters. By spiritual matters, is it Isarusa de la Eila, or is it Isarusa de la Tata? Do we wait till Hashem showers rain upon us, or does it first have to come from our own Isarusa de la Sata? We have to energize ourselves, and then the Rabbanu Shalom showers down. So it's a spiritual machloikis here. That's how others learn. Rabbi Yeshua, Aimer, Kol Adam, Kulim, Maimel, Yainim, Ushai, Shanamar. Lemetar, Shemaim, Tishta, Maim. From the water in heaven, you will drink water. So it's from the heaven. And in other words, the Mephoshim explain, of course water comes from Shamayim. Why does the Pasuk say HaShamayim? It must be teaching us that that's where the water comes from, El Yoin, and not from the water HaTachtoinim. Elamah Nimekayim, what do I do with the other Pasuk of Rab Lozer Ve'ed Yalim and Oretz? Melamed, Sha'ananim is Gabrim Ve'olim Rukiyah. The clouds build up and they go up to the heaven. Upoyschim Piyim. And on top, the clouds open up their mouths. Canode like a skin bag which is used for water. Umakablam may mutter. It receives the rainwater from the upper water. Shenemar, Yazaiku Mutterlaidai, the heavens pour down water to the clouds. Umanukavesein kichvora, and they have holes in them like a sieve. Uboys, and the clouds come. Umechashras mayim gabi karka, and they sprinkle water on the ground. Shenemar. Chashras mayim avishchakim. The sea of water is are the clouds of the heavens. The ain bein tipul l'tipul l'kamol anyway. There's between one hole and another of the rain, there is like a hair's breadth. Okay, so in other words, the way he understands the water coming is the mayim el yoinim pours down the water into the clouds, which have opened up their mouths, and then the clouds have the water, and they sprinkle it down like a sieve onto the earth. Now it says, Lulametka, to teach you. And Rashi explains, this limud is not from the pasuk we had before, but it's from the pasuk that the Gemara is going to mention in a minute. The day of rain is as great as the day when heaven and earth were created. Shenemar. It says, Oisig Dorlis Arein Cheker, the correct girsa it says on the side, is Oisig Dorlis Ve'ein Cheker. Hashem does great things, and there is no understanding, we have no understanding of what Hashem does. Uksiv, the next pasuk says, Hanoisim Matur Apnei Haaretz, Hashem gives rain. So we see that rain is something beyond our understanding. Uksiv L'Allah, and it says further, Halo Yodata, don't you know, Lo Shemata, have you not heard? Elekei Oilam Hashem, Hashem is the God of the world. And now there are words missing. We only took a fragment of this pasuk. It should also have the next part. Boyrek tsoisor. It's Hashem creates the ends of the earth. And then the pasuk continues, well, which we have in the Gemara. Ein cheker l'tunasei. There is no understanding there's no limit to the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, since we have in both psukim, Ein cheker, oisig gedolos ve'ein cheker, and here we have ein cheker l'tunasai, we see that the motar of the first pasuk is equal to the boirei shemayim v'aretz, boirei tzois aretz, Hashem elekei oilam, the bria shemayim v'aretz, which also is beyond human comprehension. Keman az lahadich siv, like who, Rab Lazar or Rab Yeshua, how does the water come? Who, according to whom does the falling pasuk go? It says, mashke horim me'al yosef, he waters the hills from his upper chambers. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan explained this pasuk to mean, May Ali Yosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the upper chambers of Hashem. So in other words, Rashi explains that what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to teach me is, what is Rabbi Yochanan adding to the pasuk? If it wouldn't be for Rabbi Yochanan, I would say pshat in the pasuk is, he's mashka harim from the water cycle which starts from the Ukiyunis, which starts from the earth. Except Hashem in his heavenly abode, Me'al Yosef, from his upper chambers, looks down and is mashgiach on the world that each place should get the rain that it deserves. That's what I would say, Pshat. No. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no. Where does the rain emanate from? Me'al Yosef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes from the upper chambers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, you know who that's like? Keman Rabbi Yeshua. That's like Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the water starts from the Mayim El Yoinim. V'Rab Lezer. What does Rab Lezer do with this pasuk? Kiven the Salki L'Hasam. Since the rain from the earth goes up to the clouds, Mashkem El Yosef Karlu. The Torah considers it that the rain is coming from the upper chambers. The Eloi Temach, if you're not going to say that pshad, I have a different pasuk that's difficult. It says, Avok V'Ofer, dust and dirt men Shemayim, come from heaven. How could you say pshat in that pasuk? What do you mean there's dust and dirt from the heaven? The dust and the earth come from earth. Yes, the wind can pull it up into the heaven, but it doesn't come from the heaven. Elo, what are you going to say? Kiven the madli lasim, since the wind carried it up to the heaven, min hashamayim karli. I can refer to it as coming from the heaven. Hachanami sotu over here. Kiven the salki lahasim, since the water came from the Ukiyunis, and it went up to the clouds, even though it didn't start from the clouds. It didn't start from the upper water. It started from the lower water. But still, I can refer to it. Me'al Yosef Karli, I could say that the water is coming from the upper chambers, even though its original source was the Mayim HaTachtonim down here on earth.